Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in to Adventures of Amy Rose today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Amy Rose goes to Aldi on a horse. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. This article discusses Amy Rose going to Aldi on a horse, the crowd's reactions, Silver's white horse and Amy herself being running past him, and the three hedgehog boys cheering as well. Amy ran to the finish line as the crowd cheered, Silver's on third place, and Shadow's black horse came second place. Daryl then brought Noah to his group at the church where Noah informed his group all of Beth's situation.
Dash. Daryl then brought Beth to the church. Amy Rose decided to go to Aldi on a horse, and what she saw was a beautiful pink horse and a Silver's white horse. There were two horses in total, and as soon as Amy arrived, news reporters gathered around. A man started the gun, and the two horses began running. The gun gates opened and the reporters followed them with people cheering for Amy, who was riding her pink horse named Sonic. The track field had special talents that Amy managed to handle incredibly well as they opened up for her with the man starting the gun again. She had three hedgehog boys cheering her on, and the horse treadmill ready to start. As she came in, tails flailing behind her and Amy leading the way, she called out to his best friend Sonic. Everyone cheered as the crowd came alive with excitement as Amy came in riding a Shadow's black horse. She was accompanied by a fox that followed close behind. The competition was going on fast pace and Amy managed to come in third place at the finish line while Sonic took second place. Daryl was sobbing uncontrollably, carrying Beth's body in his arms. Everyone was forced to stop and look at this heartbreaking scene. Daryl informed his group about Beth's situation and they all agreed to continue on the Route 8840th bridge to the church where they could bury her. Unfortunately, their plans were cut short when they arrived at the church and discovered that it was going under construction. Amy and her horse had no idea what to do, so they decided to take a look around the area. As they explored, they couldn't help but laugh at the many hilarious road names they encountered. The left lane was labeled, Sweet Time, and the right lane was labeled, Leave Now. Traffic was leaving Aldi as people raced down Route 5 in their cars. To ease tension, Amy took a left people turn onto a New York State highway with no idea where it would lead them. After a few miles, they came across a small town with an Aldi supermarket. Amy thought it would be a great idea to take her horse, which she had named, My Supermarket, to Aldi. She knew that the store usually sells limited amounts of products, so she thought it would be a good way to save some money and also get some branded products. When they arrived at the store, list prices were displayed on the walls. The company responded quickly and reduced the prices of most big brand products. Amy was able to purchase several brands that usually cost more than what she paid for them in Aldi's discounted prices. She was able to find a great skincare range of products that would help improve her complexion, skin elasticity and give her a healthy glow. Amy was pleasantly surprised when she found many facial oils, including the popular Glow Rose facial oil from Pixi in a simple glass 25 ml bottle. Thanks to the Lacura Healthy Glow Rose facial oil, Amy saw an improvement in her complexion within weeks of using it. Pixi's Pixi One shoppers also love their product as it comes with a glass dropper and is very affordable. Aldi's has always been a hit with its customers due to its discounted prices and high-quality products. This is why Amy Rose was so excited when she heard about their new luxurious hand wash 500 ml, which is part of their Lacura Rose range. She had been a huge fan of rose oil products and thought this would be a great opportunity to try out the range. As soon as she arrived at Aldi, she grabbed two bottles for only £20. She was also delighted to find that the same product was also available in smaller bottles at just £1 or £2 each. Amy's daily skincare routine involves using rosehip oil, as it helps to nourish her quite parched skin and keep it hydrated. She's been searching for the next cheapest supermarket to save her money, when she came across Aldi. She was so pleased to find a bargain price and decided to try out a low-priced dupe of her favorite product. After putting some reviews on the internet, it emerged that Aldi's version of rosehip oil was remarkably similar in branding, but at just PS1.74 compared to Sainsbury's PS3 it was worth testing out. Unfortunately, there were some disadvantages as the oil wasn't quite as hydrating as Amy had hoped but still a great bargain price. Amy Rose decided to go to Aldi, a discount supermarket, to buy some prize-winning booze for her utility bills. It was the first time I had been in an actual Aldi shop and I was impressed with the range of items available and the prices. Despite being a discount supermarket, Aldi has taken Britain by storm with rave reviews from my friends. Prices were excellent value for money and Amy was able to buy expensive gifts for her family on budgets that other supermarkets simply couldn't match. My experience at Aldi was great. The staff were friendly and helpful, insisting families could get more from their budgets by shopping at Aldi. Amy Rose went to Aldi on a horse and was surprised to see shelves masses of budget brands, such as Asda stores, and even drinks Prime that she had been seeking. She purchased 3 bottles and put them on the high shelves. She noticed that Aldi had put limits on the customers' visits, so they couldn't buy too much at once. Amy was thankful for the extra space in her week since she only had limited funds. Still, she didn't feel restricted when shopping there because there were plenty of brands like Aldi in stock. She was always looking for a bargain, and Aldi always had the best discounts. Amy Rose recently went to Aldi on a horse to pick up some items for her kitchen. She bought 3 wooden trucks at ₹14.99 each, a large wooden train with a ₹30 price tag, and 2 sets of wooden railway tracks for ₹1 and ₹2 respectively. She was delighted with her purchases as all the Aldi large wooden items were of great quality and surprisingly affordable. As she rode away on her horse, she was already planning her next trip to Aldi to get the wooden train set that costs only ₹30. Episode 14 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lee Franklin. Adios.